Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I really appreciate you tuning in. It's a good change of pace from our programming. I think it just gives us a chance to visit and talk about fun stuff like hunting and fishing and camping and basically the outdoor lifestyle, you know. This past week, I had a chance to do some really, really serious social distancing. I guess that's the punch word today. But the outdoors, what better place to social distance than the outdoors? Now, granted, I'm usually out with family or buddies or something when I'm hunting or fishing, but I spent some time this past week solo. And I'm going to tell you about the whole experience. And it's good every now and then just to get out by yourself and just reflect and enjoy just you and the outdoors, God's creation, you know. Well, I was going to have an outdoor meal of venison steak and freshly caught fish. That was my plan. So I started this the evening before my fishing trip. I defrosted some venison backstrap and I tenderized it. My plan was not to chicken fry it. I had a different route I wanted to use for this. So I tenderized it. Actually, what I did, I just took a very sharp knife and scored it, kind of a crosshatch pattern. There's all kind of ways you can use a little meat hammer to tenderize your steaks, but that's the way I did it. I wanted to soak up some seasoning. So I seasoned it well with garlic powder, salt, and pepper, put it in the refrigerator, and let it marinate overnight there. So I had the steak ready. I was planning for an outdoor game and fish lunch the next day. So the next day, I get up and drive. It's probably about 40 miles from my house. It's called Cedar Cove Ranch. It's about an hour east of Dallas is where it's located. About 750 acres. There's about a 25 or 30 acre lake on it that's 50 foot deep on the dam end of it, loaded with bass. But what my goal was to catch some of those big brim, those hybrid brim. They've caught them up there out of that place that weigh around a pound, I think bigger. I've seen them down in the boat dock. I didn't even want to get out in a boat. I wanted to fish right there in the dock. Take it easy, you know, just have a fun morning of fishing. Well, I stopped by and got some night crawlers and some of the long shanked brim hooks. And so my goal was to get home by and have lunch by that venison steak and some grilled fish there by about 1 o'clock. So it all happened. But what happened was I started dropping those bits of night crawler down. The first thing I caught was a big black crappie, probably 12 inches long, really nice crappie. So I had that, and then I started getting the crappie bite was soft. They'd just suck it in, and then I'd have to set the hook. But these big brim, the bite was not soft. You didn't have to worry when they nailed it. And I caught some hand-sized brim, released most all the fish, but I did keep about 5 fish and took them home, brought them back home and filleted them. Here's how I cooked my venison steak and my fresh fish. Took my old cast iron skillet, of course. I do my cooking, most of my outdoor cooking out in a little, I call it my cook shack out behind the house there. So I heated the skillet up with some olive oil. And, of course, I filleted these fish and dusted them with a little special seasoning. You can use whatever you like. And just got them where they were barely crispy. You know, it didn't take 6 minutes to get those little fillets done. And then I took my steak, my venison steak that had been marinating, put a little more olive oil in there, and I just cooked them on medium high until I like my venison well done and beef steak well done. So when it was really, when it was to my liking, I pulled all that out, folks, and put it on a plate. I'm going to tell you, that's some of the best food, that very, very fresh venison that I took that buck about 3 weeks ago, and then those very, very fresh fish. That's my tale for this week. I really appreciate you tuning in. Do remember catfishradio.org. You can go right there, and you can email me if you have anything that you want to let me know about, and we will see you right here next week at this same time. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.